Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TMI. I started my period for the first time on Zac Efron's birthday. I thought it was a sign.
That is a level of idol I've never, ever encountered in my life. That is so wild.
Well, this film changed my life.
Oh, this was... I think this was one of the first films that made me bore my eyes out.
She's our age!
Yeah.
I have a chance! Wait! Wait, I have a chance.
Wait. Hi, guys. Welcome back to As Seen In.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
I'm Tati.
I'm Kaylee.
We talk about all things music, film, TDV.
TDV. What does that stand for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Entertainment, you know, all that good stuff. So If that's a bit of you, definitely make sure you stick around.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't been in a studio for ages.
No, we've been doing a lot of like teasers for, I mean, we launched our Patreon, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
So we did like, we posted our pilot episode of that, which was excellent.
Yeah.
It's called As Seen in the 21st Century. Do you want to give a brief explanation?
Yeah, so it's basically As Seen in the spin-off. It's a radio show, but it's basically another podcast, guys. I'm not going to lie. We're giving you the content.
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, every year of the 21st century, we start... No, sorry. Every year of the 21st century, we talk about the film that came... What's fucking wrong with me? And Will, you can keep this in. You guys need to know that this is like...
This is real.
This is real. We're real.
Yeah, so real.
The films that came out, the TV shows that came out, the music came out.
Yeah,
the pop culture that happened of the years.
So we've already, by the time you're listening to this, we would have done, we've done 99 as the pilot, we've done 2000, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, we've recorded up to 2002.
Yeah. So go check out our Patreon. It's literally £1 a week for an extra episode and more.
And more, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. I mean, that's like four episodes in a month, four extra ones.
Yeah.
But today...
Right, today, I wish I had had like another 10 weeks to prep this.
I know, me too.
I would have wanted to do this in depth, but sometimes you can't do that.
Sometimes you can't do that.
Ignore this as well.
And to be fair, to do it in depth, we would have needed like a 2-hour episode anyway. Like,
true.
We're not going to be able to get through everything we want to get through in half an hour. So it's
you haven't
so
even said
fun.
What we're doing yet.
Yeah, we haven't said what
we're doing. Called the teasing.
I mean, they read the title.
Ah.
That one.
Ah, that old chestnut. Okay.
So we wanted to start, I mean, for the longest time we've been talking about doing like episode specific deep dives into a specific actor's filmography. Mm-hmm. So we thought, let's kick it off. Let's finally just like stop dreaming about it and actually do it. We had ideas to do like Timothy Chalamet, Austin Butler, because they haven't had like huge, huge filmographies, but we've seen a lot of their stuff. Mm-hmm. But we decided, no, we're not going to start with them. We're going to start with one of our absolute favourite kings.
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
And I think that this makes sense because we grew up with Zac Efron.
We grew up with him.
So for a test run of an episode, why not go with someone that you've grown up with? I feel like I know the main things he's done.
Yeah,
I've seen
of course.
We're going to get to it.
But like,
God.
Words cannot describe how much I love this man. Like, because we grew up with him, he, from literally 2000 and whatever, early noughties, until now, we've been with him. And I can't express my gratitude
to
him.
I do need to get a few things off my chest.
What?
Not bad things. Okay, well, bad things for me and for my humiliation. But I wanna let you guys know.
Okay.
I think I've told you this in the
Something
past.
Something is in my face.
I'm so sorry.
So the video watchers are going to be watching me just panic. You know, when you can feel something, you're
is
like...
Is it a hair?
Something. Okay, sorry. Carry on. I'll figure it out.
Basically, I think I've told you, Tati, but okay, obviously I loved Zac Efron when we were young. Obviously, like...
Yeah.
From the beginning. But I went through a phase, like a major phase. Like, a little bit later than High School Musical, and like everyone had kind of forgotten about him, but I was ride or die. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Lizzie Holdway, my friend. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the full name shout out. She will remember this because it was around the time, this is actually really embarrassingly late in life.
No.
Yes, it is.
There's nothing embarrassing about being about a Zac Efron fan.
Whenever That Awkward Moment came out,
yeah,
that was the year. Because that film came out and it was a 15. Yeah. And I was 13, but I remember sneaking into cinema. Yeah. But anyway, I went through this phase. It was bad. I was down bad. I actually thought I'd get with him.
Oh no, me too.
And then when he dropped the condom at the Lorax premiere, I thought, I don't have a fucking chance.
Yeah.
I'm also like 11.
Yeah.
Potentially at that point. No, I don't know when that came out.
I genuinely, like, we talk about delusion and I feel like, yeah, Justin Bieber, One Direction, it was like, yeah, some sort of delusion, but in the back of our minds, we knew this is never happening. With Zac Efron, I was like, no, this is happening.
TMI. I started my period for the first time on Zac Efron's birthday. I thought it was a sign. I'm so deadly serious, right?
I started my period
and I was like, it's October 18th.
Yeah.
Isn't that Zac Efron's birthday? Because it was during the phase. So I was like, wait. And I was like so happy to have started my period. Like, that's not really a thing you're
as
happy
in your
about.
First ever.
First ever. Oh, not just like one of my cycles. The first cycle.
First one, yeah. You became a woman on Zac Efron's birthday.
And that's another reason. I was like, perfect.
Perfect.
So do with that what you will. The only other memory I'll tell you about before we crack on, mm-hmm, is, again, sorry, Jasmine, I've mentioned you before on the podcast, and I know you saw it because you messaged me and you were like, girl, huh? But she was obsessed with One Direction. We were besties.
Yeah.
She was friends with friends. Yeah.
She was friends with them.
She wasn't. She might have been in her Delulu fantasy world.
In a world.
Obsessed with One Direction.
Yeah.
I was a McFly fan, so I was like anti-1D. Like, obviously, guys, I've grown up, but like, I was anti-1D.
Okay.
She was obsessed. Harry Styles, love of her life at this point. God. I'm in my Zac Efron phase. I was so mean. I was like, let's go and ask everyone at the school if they prefer Harry Styles or One Direction. Harry Styles or Zac Efron. I actually have this in one of my school planners. I have a tally.
Of course you do.
And I was like, watch me.
That is a level of idol I've never, ever encountered in my life. That is so wild.
I would go around to people that I also knew weren't fans of One Direction so that my tally was higher.
Of course. You said...
Anyone I knew that liked 1D, I was like, you're not involved because I know you're going to say Harry Styles.
I will rig the results.
Zac Efron, I was ride or die for you.
Kaylee, I don't think there's a man in Hollywood I love more than Zac Efron. I just can't.
He just might have been my first like actual... No, because I say that about a lot of people.
No, but...
But it was... There was something feral inside of me.
It was... I
don't know.
My God, I love him.
I literally don't know.
And he's a good guy.
I know.
He's actually a good guy. Like, he has... I don't remember a single, like, Zac Efron scandal.
No.
Like, we see all these A-listers literally being, like, racist, homophobic, going to jail, all of this stuff. He's, like, a good guy as far as, like, all of that. Like, right? Unless he's got an excellent like legal team or whatnot, but like I genuinely believe he's a great guy, and I want it on record that I love him.
Zac Efron, we literally love you.
Imagine having him on the pod one day.
I couldn't tell him. Oh yeah, by the way, I thought we were going to marry because I started my period on your birthday.
Well, he can listen in advance. He types in as seen in, and the whole Zac Efron episode comes in. Yeah.
His PR person goes, "Hey, there's this cutie podcast. They really want to get you on." He googles, and it's me going, "So." Yeah, when I was 13, I thought we were going to have children together. Anyway.
But he seems like a really great guy. Anyway, let's talk about the reasons why we love him, of course. His filmography.
Yeah. That would make sense.
So I'm going to read through his filmography. I've got it listed down like year from the start of his career, 2003. Wow. And then we can just go through and be like, have we seen it? If yes, what did we think?
I'm serious. There's going to be a chunk in the timeline where I could name you every single one, probably in order. I was such a fucking loser, Tati. I literally, kid you not, there's going to be like, there'll be a few that I don't know at the start. Then there'll be this entire bit where I was like, yeah, and then I'll trail off. But I'd love to hear what we're starting with.
Okay. So also, I should say that High School Musical, is in the list, but it's in the TV filmography. So that's going to be after the film filmography, if that makes sense.
Why is that in the TV one?
Because it was a straight to TV movie.
Fine.
Apart from High School Musical 3. Okay. So when we start talking about High School Musical, we'll leave High School Musical till last.
Okay.
Fine. Okay. Leave High School Musical till last. Because I can't believe the third one came out in 2008. Yeah.
The last one came out in 2008.
When we were literally seven and 8 years old.
Yeah, I was literally seven if that was the case.
How does that make sense? How does that make sense? Because I remember going to the cinema.
I saw that in the cinema too.
I could not.
And the other ones didn't go to the cinema, I'm pretty sure.
No, they didn't. Anyway, let's start. So his first ever movie was Melinda's World.
Okay, not
haven't seen it. Then it was the Derby Stallion.
Yeah, the horse one. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it. Have you? What's it about?
Yeah, I did. Horses and he was young.
Okay, so it wasn't like
it wasn't like amazing.
Was
sorry, Zach. Love you so much.
Love you.
No, love you.
And then, I mean, obviously, High School Musical. We'll get onto that later. But movies, Hairspray, 2007, and I actually think that this is one of his best roles.
Oh, me too.
Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen a better Hairspray rendition apart from Zac Efron's one.
I love him in that.
He's incredible. He needs to do more musicals, in my opinion.
He's my Link Larkin. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, Link Larkin. He's just...
I actually do also think that fed my delusion because obviously Tracy was big.
Yeah.
And I was like, so he literally wants me. Like, I was never scrawn. Like, let's be so frank about that. I always thought, see you like it. And I think that might be another reason I was very delusional. But anyway.
He was incredible.
Loved it.
He can sing.
Absolutely loved it.
He can really sing. And then, again, we'll skip High School Musical for now. Mm-hmm. In 2008, he did Me and Orson Welles.
Yeah, the one about the writer.
I haven't seen that.
Okay. Yeah, that was quite theatrical, I feel.
Okay.
I think Orson Welles, I've seen it, obviously, at the time. It's something about theatre or a writer or something, but that's cute. Mm-hmm. It's a romance, I'm pretty sure.
17 again in 2009.
Yeah, of course.
My God. That was when I was like, oh. I mean, obviously I was before in High School Musical, but when he was something about 17 again, I was like...
Also, he acts quite well.
He, first of all, can act, and second of all, he's beautiful. Like, he was so cute and whatnot.
It is weird, the concept of that. Because he was flirting with his mum, no? Because he was his dad in his body.
No.
I swear Matthew Perry became young again. So him in the 17-year-old body was actually a 40-year-old man.
Yes, that bit is true. And the woman was...
his wife.
So...
but he was playing his son, no?
No.
Is there no son?
No. So he's literally just Matthew Perry.
Oh, he's just him when he was younger.
He's just a young husband.
Okay.
So it's just like...
okay, fine.
Do you get me?
Yeah, yeah, got you.
But that whole concept was wild.
Yeah.
The fact that it was Matthew Perry and him, I remember being like, oh my gosh, this is just like two worlds colliding. Because I've always been obsessed with Friends because of my mum.
Oh, sorry. I'm also thinking about it. It's because he had kids that would have been older than him, but he was playing Zac. Okay, fine.
And I remember, watching that whole him flirting with the woman. I was like, what? So, because in High School Musical, he didn't flirt. I mean, he flirted with Gabriella, but
he didn't have Riz.
He did not have Riz.
He was Rizless.
He was so Rizless in High School Musical, but it was amazing in a different way. But 17 again, I was like, oh, this is
I was horny.
Riz. Yeah, I just got what you said.
Yeah,
yeah, he was incredible, and there was something he did with the basketball, and I was like, oh, so the are you Troy?
Transferable skills.
Yeah, he literally said,
he said CV basketball.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
nice.
So yeah, I loved that. Love so that. Much. Then 2010 came and Charlie St. Cloud.
Well, this film changed my life.
Oh, this was... I think this was one of the first films that made me bawl my eyes out. And I was like, I didn't know I had these emotions inside of me.
Bawl my eyes out?
It unlocked something.
I am such a loser. At school, we had laptops. I don't know what was going on. We were like
laptops.
A guinea pig year of giving all the kids laptops.
Okay.
Why? Anyway, I would sit in my German class and watch... Charlie St. Cloud, on repeat.
What? In your journal
I'd be like,
class?
Oh, I'm doing Duolingo with my headphones in. I'd literally sit and watch it. And I'd make people around me watch it with me. Isn't this the best for me? They were like,
didn't
shut
the
up.
Didn't the teachers be like...
I was quite sneaky.
Okay.
I'd get a new tab up. I was prepared.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fine,
I'd be like, okay, this is my cover.
Of course.
If you ask me to unplug my earphones, fine. I've got Cluedle. Cluedle?
Clue.
What's that Kahoot on,
Oh, yeah,
I had backup plans.
Okay, fine.
But I would stream it. which is also risky because I was using their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the school could be like, hey.
Them saying watch series 1, 2, 3, why?
I miss watch series.
It was actually Put Locker at the time.
Put Locker?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I used to watch PLL on Put Locker all the time. That was my favourite stream, like illegal streaming site.
And now it doesn't really exist. Now, sorry, no. I don't stream. I do watch series.
Yeah, I loved watch series because that was like the most reliable one.
Yeah.
And then the Put Locker link was always, was always the one.
Also, there was like 10 different links. Yeah. So I was like, oh, one of these will work.
One of these will work.
They've got my back. They've got loved
it. But yeah, Charlie St. Cloud, I remember, again, he was like a bit older in that one. I don't remember. That genuinely ruined everything. That genuinely ruined everything.
When that baseball made its way back.
Yeah.
Do you remember the exact bit I'm talking about?
I do remember what you're talking about. I remember just, I remember that whole film.
Yeah.
I remember watching it for the first time and just thinking, wow.
Yeah. I've watched that a lot of times.
Incredible movie.
I really fucking loved that film.
And then 2011, New Year's Eve.
Oh my God, I loved this film. I was so obsessed with him.
So obsessed.
I love that film.
I love New Year's Eve because it gave me... Taylor Swift was in this as well.
Oh my God. And, it's Taylor like a Love Lautner, Actually vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, when they just had like so many storylines running parallel, right? Are you thinking of Valentine's Day? Thinking of Valentine's Day. So
it's same vibe though, I'm pretty sure. But it is like a Love Actually where everything ends up after.
So it's like the holy trinity of this type of movie. Yeah. New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, and Love
They're
Actually.
They're literally the same, different font.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, this one, I just remember him in a leather jacket and his hair being like slightly spiky and thinking...
Yeah, like he's aging, but like
great, so beautiful.
Yeah, he did look really different in this.
And he, it was in New York, and I think that's when the New York obsession started and it was, to grow. And I remember his role not being huge in it, but the role he had, I remember being like, yeah, he's great in this. He needs to do more. He's booked and busy. He's been booked and busy.
Yeah,
as he should be. Because the man can act. He can act.
I know.
Because I feel like I'd love to see him do more Charlie St. Cloud type roles. Because at the moment, he's doing like
big,
comedies.
Big, beefy men.
Yeah, like he's which is great because he can literally do absolutely anything. But I'd love to see him do like a Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah.
Was Charlie St. Cloud Nicholas
Sparks? I think it was.
I'd love to see him do something like
that
again.
It was 100% that vibe if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 2012, he was booked and... Busy. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies.
Can I guess a couple?
Yeah,
I might be two. Was it Parkland this year?
No, that was 2013.
Okay, fine. I don't know then. Well, I probably do, but was it The Lucky One?
The Lucky One. That was one of the last ones that came out.
Taylor Schilling.
Yeah, this one again was okay. To be fair, that was a Charlie St. Cloud type vibe where it was very, it was drama.
Yeah,
it was
like
romance.
It was like he was an ex army guy, right?
Yeah, that was distraughtful.
Yeah, that was distraughtful. Distraughtful.
Yeah, that's.
I remember something about him picking up a photo and a bomb going off.
Yeah, like
it was something awful.
It was just genuinely terrible.
Okay,
like heartstrings were pulled, tugged, thrown around, battered to the ground.
And also prefacing this by saying, if I watch this film now, I probably find its flaws. But bearing in mind, I'm watching these films at the time. And I'm obsessed with Zac Efron.
Yeah,
I will do anything for him.
We're 11 years old. 11.
I'm obviously going to think this film is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pinch of salt because I haven't watched these films in years.
Oh, no.
Okay, what else came out that year?
At Any Price.
Okay.
Liberal Arts.
Ooh, Liberal Arts. He plays a hippie in that.
Nat.
Mm. I've not seen that.
No, he plays Nat in Liberal Arts.
Fine. The hippie guy.
The movie Nat,
I was like, what the fuck's that?
The Lorax.
Yeah, that was the Condom Era.
Yeah, The Lucky One and The Paperboy.
Oh, I loved The Paperboy when
I watched it.
I've
definitely seen The Paperboy.
It's so violent and like graphic.
I can't remember much of it.
It's Nicole Kidman and Matthew McConaughey and Zac Efron. I watched this when I was well in my Zac Efron era.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was too young to be watching it probably. I remember being quite brutal and violent, but I was like, Zac Efron's in it, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I can't remember much of it.
Okay.
The Lorax, we were saying this on text. The only, like, I remember so vividly the press run and him and Taylor Swift on Ellen.
Yeah.
Every single time I come on this show, it's really weird, really weird. All because of Ellen.
Like, I could tell you the whole verse.
Yeah.
It's I've been on this show 8 times now, and I still remember Ellen hiding in the bathroom with a hidden camera. She's scary so bad, and I fell and I could have died. Like, why do I know that? She always asks me who I'm dating every time I'm on the show, and I don't even know why. But it gets 5 million hits on YouTube because every single what the time. Hell is wrong
ingrained,
with us?
Ingrained.
Like, it was genuinely, genuinely.
And I remember what Zac Efron was wearing, like that brown jacket with like
and he had this
fur.
Guitar that he'd just learned how to play. He's like, I know a few chords, and then he whipped out the song.
I know he got one chord wrong.
Yeah, he did.
At the end or something.
He's like, ooh. Yeah. It was a joke. Like, I... Roman Empire, I fear.
Roman Empire. Gosh, Ellen was wild for always asking Taylor Swift what she... Like, come off
Low-key, she called her out for that.
Yeah, she did call her out for that. Yeah, she did call her out
Dakota,
for that.
You weren't the first. Miss Taylor.
Because, like, hey, how about we let people have their personal lives?
Yeah.
What about that? What about that concept? Anyway.
Whoa! If this sounds slightly different, that is because we are re-recording our stem. Hello, we're midway through the episode. This is Tati and Katie checking in.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are watching this episode, please leave us a rating over on audio platforms.
Yeah, and if you're on audio platforms and you want to see us or any of the things we're talking about that we might be showing on camera, we do film, so check us out on YouTube, and our shorts are on TikTok and Instagram.
And if you haven't already, definitely make sure you follow us over on socials because we post so much. We ask you guys to send in some questions for Q&As and much more.
Much, much more.
Anyway, back to the episode. So yeah, that's all I remember from the Lorax.
And the condom. Like that,
yeah.
Like I said earlier, that ruined my life in a way that was serious. Because it was like, oh my God, he has sex with other people. I don't know what I thought was going on with a man that's like in his 20s when I'm 10, but like... I was heartbroken. It felt like a betrayal. The ultimate betrayal, if you will.
Yeah.
Also, I tried to defend that it wasn't a condom for so long.
Really? What, what was your...
I was like, it's obviously not. Obviously, what do I know?
It's I'm 10. Obviously.
I don't even know. I'm 11. I'm 12. I don't even know what condom looks like.
Yeah.
A little square packet. I was like, it's obviously like chocolate or something. Or a business card. And then it was like debunked that it was. And I was like, oh, I tried to defend you, Zach. No more. Anyway.
What was he actually doing at the Lorax
program? Who did he think he was gonna fuck?
Dude, who was going
in the pocket? Not even in a bag.
Keep
elsewhere.
It in your wallet or
in
something.
In your pocket.
Zach, it's
a family film.
We should get you. We should be your PR.
We should. Like, we can could, do so much advise, for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
2013 was Parkland.
Yeah, I loved that. That was a medical one.
Okay.
He's a doctor, I'm pretty sure.
Love that. 2014. My
that awkward moment.
Personal favorite era of Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Neighbours and that awkward moment.
Yeah.
My God,
yeah,
that awkward
two
moment.
Two of the best. I snuck into both of those.
Oh my God, they're such incredible.
Yeah.
That genre of like comedy, like lighthearted comedy.
Was it's very like light-hearted? It's very like boys comedy.
Just boys.
It is.
Just like.
Like, have you watched? I just watched
Ricky Snicky.
His new one, Ricky Snicky.
Yeah, I was watching it last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's such the same vibe.
Just, like, a
trio
of guys who just want to like be.
It's very
big guys.
But like, I it's such an easy watch.
It seems like the type of movie tailored towards like teenage boys. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I loved that Michael B. Jordan was in it because I also was just obsessed with him. So it was like the fact that they were all like in it together, I was like, this is.
Imogen Poots
great.
Was the girl.
Oh.
Who's engaged to James Norton.
Oh.
Yeah, riddle me that.
Interesting.
Yeah. She's British. So anyway, that film changed my life.
Yeah, and same with Neighbours. Like,
same with Neighbours.
Neighbours was really funny because he was kind of like a frat boy type character.
Yeah, like he was really getting into like...
That comedy.
That like slapstick.
Yeah.
Before Dirty Grandpa and like that lot came out.
And I think Dave Franco was in Neighbours. Yeah. I love Dave Franco. I love Dave Franco in comedy. Like him in...
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't even... like 21 Jump Street.
And what?
Oh, that is one of my favorite movies ever. Like him and Jonah and Channing Tatum in that.
Yeah, that does seem. Like, I probably would enjoy
that.
That
is like another. Those people in comedy movies.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah.
Funny. Genuinely funny.
Genuinely quite funny.
Okay. So yeah, 2014 is my favorite era, probably.
Okay.
Apart from High School Musical, which we'll get onto. 2015 was We Are Your Friends.
Yeah.
He wasn't in that much.
Wasn't that the DJ one?
DJ.
Yeah.
DJ. DJ, DJ.
DJ.
And then 2016 was Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah.
Which was Robert De Niro, right? Was it Robert De Niro?
Yeah, I think so.
Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
My God, with Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah. And Neighbours 2.
Yeah, see, this is the era that I was like, I will watch everything he's in. But the main era for me, I think, was probably between 2012 and 2015.
2015, yeah, facts.
Like, that was the... golden era of my face, but I definitely have watched all these.
Oh yeah. And then 2017, Baywatch.
Okay, yeah, of course.
Which upon retrospection, makes me so sad for him because now after watching Down to Earth,
watching everything
he went through to like,
it's just not healthy. Like I know there's a lot of things that aren't healthy, but that's really not healthy.
Yeah, like obviously I loved it when I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
He's great in it. The Rock is great in it because I mean they all just look great. Do you know what I mean? They look gorgeous and it's funny.
Is it Alexandra Daddario that's in that?
Yeah, yeah, she's gorgeous as well. And it was just like very, I liked that it was funny. Yeah. It was just like
a it wasn't serious.
Comedy, it wasn't serious. And the soundtrack, I still listen to this day. Soundtrack is incredible. It's just like cinema score, but it's just so majestic. A lot of like horns.
Really? That's so random. I don't remember any of that.
It's so good.
Okay, I need to give that another listen.
Yeah, the Baywatch soundtrack is incredible.
Sorry about this.
He did The Disaster Artist and The Greatest Showman in 2017 as well. Now,
oh my God. Okay, I know, obviously it's a massive film, but I genuinely always forget that he's actually in that. And he's really, really, really good.
Incredible.
Reprising the musical roles. Yeah.
I love that he still leans into musicals.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of a musical.
Oh my God, I love that.
Because I feel like a lot of actors, as they grow up, they're like, if they started in musicals, they want to like move away from it for some reason. They see it as like a childish thing.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that he respects it as a genre because he's incredible in them. And they are it's such an incredible genre.
Yeah,
my
favorite song from that was the one, The Other Side. Is that what it's called? The one him and Hugh Jackman doing it on the bar. Like that was my favorite song.
I love, honestly, all the music in. I mean, some of my favorite songs in that he's not in, but I love all the ones that he's in as well.
All
the shine of a thousand spotlights. Like, it's just such an incredible.
I loved that film. It was so good.
Yeah. 2019, he did The Beach Bum and Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile. He got a lot of backlash for Extremely Wicked, I feel. Because people were saying they were like romanticizing, you know how
Ted Bundy
are.
Was attractive and that was part of the problem.
Okay, yeah.
People fancied him and he was charming.
But yeah,
you're not going to put an ugly munter in and then say, oh yeah, he got with all these girls. And then because that's not realistic because he wouldn't have got with all these girls. No, I'm sorry, that was mean.
Yeah.
But like that made, like the whole part, I feel like a lot of Ted Bundy's issues were that he easily got girls.
Yeah.
So.
But you know how people are. Like, we spoke about it with, like, Hunger Games. People said they romanticize everything. Apparently, you make a film and it's romanticizing.
But that's the
issue.
Thing. Do you know who's romanticizing it? The viewer, right?
Yeah.
Like, because they've made a film that is about a serial killer. They're not telling you to fancy the serial killer.
No, you're fancying the serial
killer.
You
are choosing. Yeah. You are issues within yourself.
Absolutely. It's like, Penn Badgley talks about that a lot with you. How he's always, he says a lot how he's like confused that people find Joe so attractive when they're not, the writing and the way they've made the show doesn't make you, it's not intrinsically making you want to fall in love with Joe.
Mm-mm.
So it is interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Agree.
2020, he did Scoob. He played Fred.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, sorry. Why did I say sorry to a piece of glass? Oh, sorry. Do you know what I mean?
Pardon me.
That's cute.
Really cute. I love how he just does anything.
Yeah, like he's so...
He just did like a children's film in 2020.
Oh, that's so cute.
I wonder if that was because it was 2020 though. And he was like,
it's like well,
the pandemic, pandemicking. But I'm glad he did it.
I'm glad.
2021 was Save Ralph. So still in his... But that was a short film. Still in his voice acting era.
Cute.
2022 was Gold, Firestarter, and The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
I've not seen any of those.
Neither have I, but I think I've seen some of The Greatest Beer Run Ever, actually. And then 2023, The Iron Claw, 2024, Ricky Stenicki, and A Family Affair, which is coming out. It's in post-production.
Ooh, so, is it a romance? What's the vibe?
I don't know what the vibe is. Let me.
I just watched
that.
Ricky Stenicki.
Oh, it's a rom-com!
Ooh.
Zac Efron's doing a rom-com.
And I'm not the love interest.
Yeah, it's Nicole Kidman, so.
What?!
Joey King, Liza Koshy.
No, oh, this is the one my sister was telling me about. No?
Oh my gosh,
is this the one that's got Tom Ellis in it?
No, I don't know. It says, oh, it's a Netflix original.
So Tom Ellis isn't in that.
I don't know. He's not. If he is, he's not on the like main cast.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I think Joey King is the main love interest.
Kidman, back.
No. I think Joey King is the main love interest because it says cast Zac Efron, Chris. Joey
She's
King
our age.
Yeah.
Wait.
I need.
She's literally our age.
It's coming out this year, Kaylee, on Netflix.
Okay, so we're doing press for it.
A young woman named Zara, it's Joey King, works as an assistant for a movie star, Chris Cole. Until Chris falls in love with her mother. So that must be Nicole Kidman. Oh my God, he's going to be in a rom-com. A love triangle with a daughter and a mother.
Fuck off. Oh, no, I hope it is a love triangle. Though. I hope it's not just the mum. I hope there's like something going on.
Well, yeah, of course it's going to be Joey King loves him, he loves the mum. And that's that. It's going to, like that, it has to be. It's
oh,
Netflix original.
Crumbs, look at this.
Oh my gosh, Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Okay, really good.
So that is honestly, I'm so excited for that.
I'm excited. That's good.
This is what I mean. This man has been booked and busy and he's taking on such a good, diverse collection of roles.
Yeah.
I really respect him as an actor.
Yeah. We just got a star, so we have to respect him even more now.
He's got a star.
Yeah. The unveiling was really cute.
He's such a grateful, humble man. Like, he was so grateful in that
speech. I was so mean about his face. I was so upset.
Do you know what something I always love about him? He's so, like, fratty, the way he's always like, oh, man. Mm. Oh, I'm so grateful, man. Like,
this man.
I don't know, man. Oh, I love him. Okay. Katie, I actually love him so much. Okay, let's move on to TV before we get too in. We have to talk about High School Musical.
Yeah.
But he did some appearances on Firefly, ER, Miracle Run, The Big Wide World of Carl Laemke, The Guardian, did I say that?
No.
Triple Play, Summerland, CSI Miami, Heist, NCIS, The Replacements, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Oh, my, no, that was my sexual awakening. That's, I hate you. I hate you more.
Oh, how dare they? How dare
Zach, that's what I was Sharpe, like, sorry, Troy Bolton and Sharpay finally got there.
Yes, because this was in 2006, and this was the same year the first High School Musical came out. So they hated each other in High School Musical, and then literally that same year in Sweet Life, they were
enemies to lovers. I genuinely shipped him and Sharpay more than I shipped him and Gabriella.
No, let's not get crazy now. Let's not get wild. I only agree with
Gabriella's
you from
boring.
No,
yes.
I only agree with you from High School Musical 2 because
Sharpay
was
from the first one.
Yeah, so
from
in 2006.
Onwards.
I'm like, no, but he needs to be with Gabriella.
Okay, fine.
But from 2007, I could have been on board.
Also, she's not playing Sharpay, guys, just to reference.
Yeah,
she was playing Maddie.
Yeah. I liked Maddie a lot.
I did as well.
But yeah, he was also, I mean, Down to Earth, we've spoken about in a previous episode, which is just one of my favorite like documentaries ever.
Cute.
I love the fact that he like executive produced and just decided, you know what, I'm going to make something I'm passionate about.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, I really loved it. Let's now talk about High School Musical.
I feel like I've said all I can say about it. Ever.
What do you mean?
In previous
Have we talked about High School Musical?
Loads, I think.
High School Musical...
I just love it, obviously.
One thing I will say about High School Musical is I feel like people clown on it a lot. Like, they treat it as if it's like, oh, this is just like a silly little Disney musical.
Yeah.
Which, in my mind, it really isn't. Like, Kenny Ortega
is
one of the greatest directors of our generation. I'm being so serious. And choreographer. Like, he literally was Michael Jackson's choreographer.
No, I literally back you.
Do you know what? He was Michael Jackson's
really?
Choreographer.
Really?
Yes. God. He choreographed so much for Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And then also all of the High School Musicals. Like, he... Of course, it's going to be an iconic series. People need to respect that more.
I do.
Like, Kenny Ortega gave us so much.
Yeah.
Across so many different genres.
Yeah. I love it. Like,
music is incredible.
Yeah, like genuinely flawless.
Dance numbers are absolutely incredible. The only thing I would fault is obviously the storyline because it is just like a cheesy like Disney musical.
Yeah, there's not that much going on. Everyone, all of them are the same, Loki.
Yeah, but like
Gabriella leaves and she comes back,
and they all do a group number.
And they all do a big sing and dance, but that's fine.
And it's fine and it's perfect in my mind.
Yeah,
it's like all you need from it. If they tried to make it more complex, it'd be like, guys,
it'd be like,
let's go back to basics here. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
I just need to get that off my chest because I feel like people really disrespect
it. No. I agree.
I just feel like it is one of the greatest things to ever come out of Disney.
Well, yes.
Like, name one Disney franchise better than High School Musical. If you take into account the singing, the dancing, the story. Because I would be like, okay, Camp Rock, but it's not better than High School Musical. The end.
Hear the silence because there is nothing.
There is nothing. And nothing.
No, I literally agree.
Since High School Musical, nothing has come out that is of that level.
Camp Rock was Disney as well.
Yeah.
No.
But nothing has come out that was of that level.
No. Camp Rock is the closest thing, but it's not. They're not the same.
No. Did I tell you about the time I was in Camp Rock?
Obviously, you weren't in Camp Rock, the movie. So did you go to a music summer camp?
No. No. What? So in school, we have this thing called performing arts.
Right. Oh,
and
fuck off.
Each year, each class has to put together a production to perform in performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Camp Rock 2 specifically. So I was M Dot, the guy.
So not Mitchie.
No.
The guy?
The guy. What it was guy? A girl's school.
Oh.
The guy oh, who played. Which one is that? The guy who was the leader of Camp Star.
Okay, fine.
I was also choreographer, director, producer of this whole production, of course, because no one wanted to take it seriously. I was so mad at everyone.
No, I would. If I was at your school, I would have backed you so hard.
Thank you.
It would have been us against the world.
Thank you. Yeah. I was the only one taking it seriously, I fear. And yeah, so we did the. I was on stage. I did the rap. I did everything. And we won and I cried. Like, I, when I kid you not, when I kid you not, when I tell you, I was at the back of
literally
the hall.
Literally when I kid you not.
And this was our last year to, what? Like, enter the competition, because you could only do it right. For year 7, 8, and 9. I jumped, screamed, and I bawled my eyes out.
I'm obsessed with this.
I have videos as well.
Please,
like,
please, please show me.
It was,
oh. Okay, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I so am I was in you. Camp Rock, and, yeah.
Okay.
That was the start of my music.
Really
musical,
happy for you.
Musical theatre career.
Yeah.
And probably the end.
Yeah.
But.
Well, we went out with a high.
Such a high. I was also in some like Michael Jackson production at my actual musical theatre school. Because I did do musical theatre.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I just pranced around.
As you should.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, but
but yeah, not as good as High School. Close, but no score.
I'm trying to think. Like, there hasn't been.
No, anything. There isn't. I did like Teen Beach Movie, but I was way too old to be watching.
Oh my gosh,
that.
I love Teen
yeah,
Beach
Movie. I was
Movie.
Way too old to be watching that, but I loved it.
I was too old to be watching that too. Yeah, but Cruising for Bruising.
Bruise is Cherry Pat. What is it?
Cherry Pat. Something
oh, no.
Go to the
fuck,
hat.
What is it?
See, it's too. We were too old.
See, too old.
But I remember. You better run.
Here we come,
ruining our engines.
Bubblegum, cherry pop, go to the hut. Yeah. Hanging with my brother because his friends are so hot.
While we're cruising.
For some love.
Yeah.
That was like Grease, that bit.
Yeah, yeah. And Maya Mitchell was in it and I love
yeah,
her.
I love
She's
her.
My queen. She's
cute.
In the Foster.
Ross Lynch, of course.
Yeah, Ross Lynch, of course. I love his sister, Rydell. She's like,
her baby names are interesting.
Her baby name's...
Super.
Super, Stormy. Oh no, Stormy's the mum. Super Sweetie. Sweetie's the girl.
Sweetie.
Yeah. They're really adorable kids.
Yeah, they're cute.
And she's like super mum. She's like so
she is
consistent. That's really great.
Thank you.
Really
Thank
great,
you
really
so
great.
Much.
I love her. I
yeah,
follow
she's
her.
Cute.
She's just good vibes. She's always like wearing something pink and
Aww,
girly. And
that's cute.
She just gives me, she makes it feel like it's possible to be a mum. Do you know, because sometimes like the idea of being a mum is like, wow, how do I do anything? But she just makes it look like, oh, you can
Have
do
you
this,
seen Indy? Indy
Clinton?
Clinton.
Yeah, she
looks
makes like
it
more realistic.
Yeah, I love her. I find
her
videos so entertaining.
I love her. And I love the fact that she's Australian as well.
Yeah, I know.
Like now that
so funny.
The babies are starting to talk.
Yeah.
And you can like hear
yeah.
Navy's little
yeah.
accent and stuff.
They're cute.
Oh.
But that makes me so glad that I've never popped a kid out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Couldn't
anyway.
In
yeah.
the future, though.
Yeah.
For sure. But like hopefully not
you
in
first.
The near future.
Obviously.
Not
Let's be
future.
So unbelievably real.
Like, I genuinely can't look after myself. And I wish I was joking. I can't. And there's people younger than me who have kids.
Oh my God. Last night at work, I was talking to these guys, and this is off topic, but it's on topic for this.
Mm.
We were talking about that because I was like, oh God, I literally said that. I was like, I can't look after myself, let alone a kid.
Yeah.
And I was deep in that. Guys. Right, so like, say they have a one night stand or something, or mm-hmm. they see someone and they don't see them again, they could have kids running around up there and
Absolutely.
Not know. We, thank God, would know if I've popped something out of the cooch.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually
never know.
That would be really quite scary. I would be like emailing, hey, sorry for the message, just checking we haven't got.
Yeah.
We didn't procreate.
Yeah, yeah. Very
procreate.
Possible. Very very.
Isn't that
possible.
A name of a?
It's an app.
What? Anyway, I was just deep in that. I was like, I don't know. I don't like the fact that they, if I was them, I'd fear Yeah. That someone at 18 years old is going to come up like, hey, Dad, join in.
Yeah. I mean, that happened in one of my favourite shows of all time, Life Unexpected.
Really?
She showed up at Lux. The girl showed up at Baze's, the dad's door, and was like, you're my dad.
Yeah.
He had no idea the whole time that Kate, the wife, the girlfriend at the time, had a baby.
Anyway, fear unlocked if you're a man.
Yeah.
Take that.
I mean, I'd actually rather have that fear than the fear of having to give birth.
Yeah, all that is the... Yeah.
I feel like being a man, do be easier in that respect. But it's so fine. They have their own challenges. They do be having challenges themselves. Like, men's mental health is so important, guys.
It's important. I just don't care as much. Anyway. That's mean.
We have to round this episode off. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, make sure you drop us a follow. You know, follow us on socials as well. We post a bunch over there. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week.